Conversation 2. Good evening, David. I'm so glad to have you here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Okay, David. Let's first talk about the character you played in the X-Files. The character, whose name is Mulder, is supposed to be a believer. He deals with those unbelievable, wild, and often disastrous events.
That's true.
From what I have read, I know that starting from your childhood, you were always a smart boy, went to the best private school, and were accepted at most of the Ivy League colleges. It's even more surprising when you, who were on your way to a doctorate at Yale, took a few acting classes and got beaten by the book.
You bet. My mother was really surprised when I decided to give up all that in order to become an actor.
Sure. But talking about Mulder, do you believe at all in real life? The aliens? People from outer space, you know, UFOs, all the things that the TV series deals with.
I think they are real. They must be.
Are you dark and moody in real life, just like Fox Mulder?
I think so. I think what they wanted was somebody who could be this hearted, driven person, but also appear normal.
Your father and mother divorced when you were 11. Does that have effect on your life?
Yeah. I think that the only way to think of it is that, you know, people are saying, your wound is your goal, you know? Wherever you're hurt, that's where you'll become stronger. So that's what it's really about.
Okay, it's time for a short break. We'll be back in a minute.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5. What do we know about Mulder?
Question 6. What do we know about David?
Question 7. How old was David when his parents divorced?
Question 8.
What's the meaning of your wound as your goal?